The city of Seattle has been trying for years to improve internet service and competition. City officials hoped their recent partnership with Gigabit Squared would give more people fast, cheap connections to the web. But now the deal has collapsed, leaving unpaid bills and no clear path forward. Here's the story from KUOW reporter Amy Radel.
In December 2012, officials from Seattle, the University of Washington, and a new company called Gigabit Squared announced a plan to bring high-speed internet to certain Seattle neighborhoods. Gigabit Squared would lease the city's fiber optic network and raise the money necessary to connect to nearby homes and businesses. On a visit to Seattle last June, Gigabit Squared's CEO, Mark Ansbury, was upbeat. Strolling around Seattle's University District, he pointed to buildings where residents could look forward to blazing fast internet service once he found enough investors.
We hope to raise, we committed to $20 million to build out the initial framework, but we're raising more capital than that.
That was June. Now Ansbury has left the company, and city officials say Gigabit confirms it never got the financing it needed. The company owes Seattle about $50,000 and may have other debts. Lee Kirk is a local network engineer. He was working for Comcast when a friend of his tried to hire him away to Gigabit Squared for the Seattle project. But Kirk says an offer never materialized, and his friend at Gigabit started having difficulties.
After a couple of months, he confided that he was not being paid any longer. And then shortly after that, he confided that he had gone to fill a prescription and they had told him that his health insurance had been canceled. So I sort of saw the company crumbling from the outside.
If it had worked, the Gigabit Squared project would have meant more competition to Comcast and CenturyLink. Its cheapest package gave customers free internet for 5 years after a $350 installation fee. They also planned to extend service to residents of public housing, but the company didn't have a track record.
My major concern was that Gigabit Squared had never really done anything.
That's Bill Schreier. He served as Seattle's chief technology officer through 2012, but retired before the Gigabit Squared partnership was announced. He says the economic development potential of faster internet service is enormous, and city officials deserve credit for trying to bring it about.
So what do we do next? That's a great question. And I see two possible routes for this.
One, he says, is to try and attract another company like Google Fiber that has managed to build fiber to people's homes in Kansas City and Austin. Or the city could create a public utility to build it, perhaps relying on property taxes. Seattle's new mayor, Ed Murray, says the city has a clean slate.
We obviously now have to go back to the drawing board and figure out how we get Seattle, you know, the center of one of the high-tech cities on the planet, wired.
While residents of some neighborhoods have ongoing problems with internet service, it's not clear that most people in Seattle are clamoring for more options. But for a certain contingent of tech-savvy residents living in the city's condo and apartment buildings, broadband is vital. That's the target market for condo internet, which offers service at 1 gigabit per second. That's the kind of speed that universities and tech companies want for their offices. Condo internet is expanding in Ballard and Fremont. The firm's founder, John Van Oppen, says expanding means digging up streets. It's incredibly expensive. Last year, his company was acquired by Wave Broadband, which has the money and infrastructure to let them grow more quickly.
It's not cheap to build fiber to a neighborhood. It's not cheap to build fiber to a business or to a home. And this requires kind of bigger company scale. And as a matter of fact, this is why, you know, we partnered with Wave, you know, is because there's no way as a smaller company we couldn't expand at the rate we wanted to on our own because we couldn't fund it.
So Van Oppen is not shocked that Gigabit Squared couldn't fulfill its promises. Seattle's current chief technology officer, Erin DeVoto, says Seattle gave the project the college try. She'll wait to see what Mayor Murray has in mind, but she says that new statistics show more people are using mobile devices and Wi-Fi to access city services. So the city might focus on making those services as user-friendly as possible rather than helping extend fiber to homes and businesses. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.